together outside here.
Yes.
And you know, how many of you believe that God answers prayer?
Doesn't
Do you believe
he?
God answers prayer?
Every time.
Well, whether you believe it or not, he'll answer prayer, won't he?
Might not be what you want, but he'll answer.
Amen. Pastor Nikki, open us up with a word of prayer.
Yes.
And I'm just praying for a blessing to come through with this wind today and just blow over all of us.
Yes.
And that we will be strengthened in our faith.
Strong.
To face the days ahead. Somebody
amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Pastor Nikki.
Let's go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Our precious Heavenly Father, how we love you. We thank you that we can come right into your presence because of the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus, for coming in the flesh to pay the price for our sin. Thank you for giving us the ability to realize our need for a Savior, to see our sin and to repent and ask you to come into our hearts. Thank you, Lord, for the hope of eternal life. And thank you for this day. Thank you for the lovely breeze. Thank you for all of creation around us, the birds singing, the sun shining on those beautiful green leaves, for the magnolia blossoms in the springtime. Thank you, Father, and thank you for one another. Father, we thank you for putting us together this morning to encourage one another in our faith. Might our faith grow stronger and stronger, and might we be ready to see you face to face on that yeah. day when you call us home. We love you, Father. We look forward to that day when all the family of God will be gathered together at the marriage feast of the Lord Jesus Christ, our soon coming bridegroom. Come quickly, Lord, in your precious name, Jesus, our Messiah, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Amen. Tap your toes, celebrate your salvation.
Like
glad that Jesus came and paid the price for our sins, aren't you?
I sure am.
You know, the world don't want to talk about sin, but sin separates us from God.
That's right.
And that's what the devil wants to do, is separate us from our Father.
Amen.
But Jesus come. Jesus come to make a way that we could be with our Father forever and ever.
Amen.
When the roll is called up yonder, the Bible says that when we're born again of the Spirit of God into the family of God, that our name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Amen.
And my prayer is that each and every one of you today, that you understand that one day that book will be opened up, won't it?
Amen.
And you know, I just pray that all of you today, your name is written in that book. And if it's not written in that book, today you can have it written by asking God to come in to your life, take
Amen.
Control, and believe that Jesus paid the price, didn't he?
That's right.
Jesus went to the cross for all of us, not just one race. He went to the cross for you and me.
Amen.
And the Bible says that whosoever will, let them come. Won't you come today? Oh, God is calling. He's calling upon all of his creation down here on this little planet called Earth.
Amen.
He's saying, come unto me. Come unto me and I'll give you rest for your weary soul.
Amen.
Learn of me. Jesus said, I want you to learn about me.
That's right.
That's one of the reasons why we're here today. That you might be drawing closer and learn a little more of how special you are to God.
Amen.
And how much Jesus loved you just the way you are.
He sure does.
You know, that's comforting to me because I'm like most of you. I'm getting older too. My wife and I both are 77.
That's right.
And I tell you, growing old's not for sissies, is it?
No.
No, it's not.
But for this, we have Jesus,
Amen.
Don't we?
Amen. Sure does.
You know what? I heard a saint he's gone on now, but he said, when I was old, I had more time to spend delighting in the Lord. And so I've learned what that's all about. We sleep a little later in the morning, and we go to bed and sometimes can't sleep, or we wake up in the middle of the night and can't get back to sleep. But those are times when I draw close to the Lord, and I delight in Him, and I think about all that He's done in my life, and I think about the day when I'll be with Him forever and ever, and I have time to thank Him. I'm not so busy with this and that and all of, you know what, that you did when you were 30 and 40 and 50. And now we have time to really get to know the Lord in a deeper, stronger, more precious way.
Well, we didn't sleep late this morning. We set the alarm for 5:30. And that was pretty early. But you know, it's a pretty good drive from Salt Springs, Florida to here. But I rejoiced every mile to know that we were going to be together.
Yes.
And I want to say this. Happy Mother's Day.
Right.
To all of you mamas. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
And after we get through with our service today, we have a Mother's Day present for all of you. We have a rose. Yes, ma'am.
Sticking out.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay. All right. We have a rose, and it's got, how about showing them one of the roses?
All right.
Nikki had me up last night till almost midnight making these for you. And I tell you, my wife is so creative. Looky here what we have for you. And she went on a computer and made these tags. It says, Happy Mother's Day from Buck and Nikki.
Love Buck and Nikki.
And,
Nikki.
And right. So we want all of you to have one today after the service, okay? You know why? Because you're special.
You're special.
And mothers are very special. If it wasn't for mothers, I wouldn't be here today. And you wouldn't either.
No.
All right. Well, thank you. Let's sing this old song today that says, go ahead, Pastor Nikki.
Nothing between.
Nothing between. I don't want anything between my Jesus and me, do you?
No, no way.
You know, sometimes we let a lot of things come between our Lord and
right.
us.
That's right, amen.
Nothing between my soul and my Savior, not of this world.
Illusive dream, I have renounced all sinful pleasure. Jesus is mine, there's nothing between. Nothing between my soul and the Savior, so that His blessed face may be. Nothing preventing the least of His favor. Keep the way clear, let nothing between.
Hallelujah.
Nothing between, like worldly pleasure.
Oh, yes.
Habits of life, though harmless they seem, must not my heart from Him ever sever. He is my all, there's nothing between.
There's nothing between.
Nothing between my soul and the Savior, so that His blessed place may be seen. Nothing preventing the least of His favor. Keep the way clear, there's nothing between. Nothing between, like pride or station, self or friend, shall not intervene.
Though it may cost me much tribulation,
I am resolved, there's nothing between. Nothing between my soul and the Savior, so that His blessed face may be seen. Nothing preventing the least of His favor. Keep the way clear. There's nothing between, nothing between my soul and the Savior, so that His blessed face may be seen. Nothing preventing the least of His favor. Keep the way clear. Let nothing between.
Praise you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, it's so good to see all of you out here today. Y'all looking so pretty. You're looking so fine.
You are.
I tell you what, it's so good that our activity department, which we've known your activity director for many, many years.
Yes.
We knew her when she was at another facility. And it's just so good. It's so good to be together. Amen?
Amen.
How many's glad that we're together this morning? Are you glad? Amen. I see you back there.
It's an encouragement, isn't
Amen.
It? Yes. Life is tough sometimes.
Yes, it is.
There are lots of wonderful things that happen in our lives, blessings from the Lord.
Yes.
But we also go through trials
Amen.
And tribulations.
Bless you, sister.
Let's sing that old song, Amazing Grace.
Amen.
And think about how
can we move her to where she can see around the back of this chair?
His grace will be sufficient for all of us.
Thank you.
To the end. We just need to call on him, don't we? Amen.
Want everybody to be able to see, and we're just here to just really rejoice that one day we'll all be home together.
That's right.
In a place called heaven.
Heaven is our home.
Amen. Amazing grace.
We just had a precious friend of ours go to be with the Lord yesterday morning. He fought a good fight of faith right to the end, believing and trusting in the Lord Jesus. And his wife said that he saw angels in his room the day before he left this world to go be with Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I believe that.
Today, I would like to open up the bread of life. And I'm asking everybody, when I read the word, that we can have reverence for God's word. Amen.
Amen.
I don't know where I'd be without this word of God. I opened my Bible up early this morning before we left Salt Springs, because there's life in the word.
Amen.
And you should never stop hearing the word. Now, there's a right way and a wrong way to give God's word out. Some people holler and spit and everything else. Some people are quiet. I'm a West Virginia hillbilly. And a lot of people call me a radical because I love Jesus so much. And I try my best to respect the things of God. And I know you do too.
Amen.
I'm not for sure that you get to hear this the right way very much. So today I'm asking God to help my wife and I to open up this word. And I want to talk about something today that sometimes we're all guilty of. We're all guilty of judging other people, aren't we?
Right.
Now, Jesus, when he walked the earth, you know, they brought a prostitute woman and wanted to stone her. And you know what Jesus said? Well, boys, go ahead and stone her. No, he didn't do that. He said, those of you that are without sin, you cast the first stone at her. And what Jesus was saying, that we need to take a look at ourselves and examine what kind of life we're living, and we need to let God take care of other people.
Amen.
Now, many years ago, almost 31 years ago, God called us in to nursing home ministry. This has been our life. We haven't had a regular job out in the world for 31 years. And I've tried to pay attention to what nursing home people, really need.
Amen.
And I tell you what you really need. You need God's love in your heart.
That's right.
You need to have hope.
Yes.
Only Jesus can bring us hope for tomorrow. We need to have peace in our heart. God don't want nursing home people to worry about stuff.
No.
You know, don't worry about things you can't do nothing about. But you can pray to the Father, and God can do something. Whatever needs to be done, our God is able. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
Our God is able. And we need to believe and trust and have faith that the Lord Jesus will always do what's best for all of us.
Amen.
Let me say this. There's no racism in Jesus' heart.
Amen.
Jesus created all of us, and the Bible says that he loves all of us.
Amen.
He made you and me. Now, what am I trying to say today? I'm trying to say that we need to love the Lord with all of our heart and love people no matter what they say or do. You can love them. You don't have to love their meanness, do you?
No.
You don't have to love them if they're sinning, but you got to love the person.
That's right.
Because we were once all sinners, wasn't we?
Amen.
All of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So, you know the old saying my mama used to say, if you live in a glass house, don't be throwing rocks at somebody else. And today, it's so important. With all that you're going through, you need peace in this nursing home.
Amen.
You need for your faith to be strong. You need to be able to know that everything's going to be all right because your hope is in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Our Savior, our Lord. And so today, I just want to encourage you with these words. Though our bodies fail us, our hearing may be dull, our eyesight may be getting dim, our bodies won't function and move like they used to, we, as God's children, are looking for another day, a better day, when Jesus returns to take us to that wonderful heavenly home, and we're going to have a glorified body to live in.
Amen.
No more aches and pains.
Hallelujah.
No one to ever hurt you in any way. Sometimes I'd rather somebody hit me than to speak words that hurt me in my heart.
Amen.
But you know, I've got to forgive them, and you have to too, don't you?
Amen.
We have to forgive, and we have to know this one thing. that Jesus wants them to go to heaven too. Amen?
Amen.
Now, Jesus can change lives, can't he?
Amen.
Okay, I want to read a verse or two, because I've been talking about judging other people. Romans, the second chapter, the first verse. Paul is talking to people just like I'm talking to people, and I'm talking to myself. Therefore, thou art inexcusable. Uh-oh. O man, whosoever thou art that judgest. For wherein thou judgest another person, thou condemnest thyself. For thou that judgest does the same thing. So I'm going to say this today. I'm sure that all of you have been hurt. I'm sure that most of you have been hurt by your own family. I'm sure that there are times when maybe someone is a little short with you that works here. You know, I've seen this for 31 years almost. When you got to go to the bathroom, you got to go. When my wife and I are traveling, she says, Buck, I need for you to find a bathroom. That's what I do. I look real quick. So I want to say this. I want to say this. And it's probably happened to everyone that's listening to my voice. You've waited for someone to help you to the bathroom. And that person didn't show up in time. And you had an accident. And I'm sure that many of you said, that sorry CNA. That sorry CNA. I wouldn't have had this accident if she would have come and helped me to the bathroom. But little do you know that there might be someone down the hall that's dying.
That's true.
And everybody's there trying to help that person live again. You see, we can judge someone, and when you judge someone, you really don't know the truth, do you?
That's right.
I don't know why God put this in my heart, but I'm saying this. Let's love our Lord. Let's love each other here at Life Care Center. Let's be patient. Because, you know, I'm sure that that CNA would rather help you in the bathroom than have to clean you up.
Amen.
So there's a reason. There's a reason why that CNA did not show up on time. And not only that, it may be food. It may be clothes. And maybe the people you love the most don't come and see you like they should. Well, we don't know what's going on in their life out there either, do we?
No.
They may be going through some trying times. So let's just pray and say, God, I miss my family. Would you move on their heart to come see me? And if they don't show up today, tomorrow you pray the same thing. Lord, I miss my family. Would you send some of them to come and see me today? Don't give up.
Don't quit
praying. Don't give up on God, because he ain't going to give up on you.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
He loves you. He loves you more than you'll ever know. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, how he loves you and me. Oh, how he loves you and me. He gave. What more could he give? Listen to me now. Listen to me, listen to me, listen to me, listen to me. Oh, how he loves you.
Yes.
Just the way you are. You might be overweight, or you might be bony maroney. You might be white, you may be black. You may be rich, you may be poor. God loves us all the same. Oh, how he loves you and me. Come on, sing it with me.
Oh, how he loves you and me. He gave his life. What more could he give? Oh, how he loves you.
Yourself, how he loves me.
He loves me.
Oh, oh, how he loves you.
I want to thank the Lord for our staff today.
Yes.
They didn't have to bring you out here, did they?
No.
But they did. You know why? God put it in their heart. God put it in their heart to bring you out. We need to always pray for the people at work here.
Amen.
We don't know. We do not know what they go through when they leave this facility and go home.
No.
We have no idea. So, you know, there might be a CNA to come in, and she looks mighty rough. And you say to yourself, I bet she's out drinking all night long. She may have stayed up all night long with that sick little baby that she had.
That's right.
Or sat up waiting on that rotten husband that's out gallivanting around. You just never know, do you?
No, you don't.
You know, the Bible, we sure enough don't know what goes on in other people's lives, but we do know what goes on in Jesus' heart.
Yes.
And that's enough for me, isn't it for you?
Amen.
That's enough for me.
Somebody loves us. I know his name.
Amen. I'm going to get you to sing that, Pastor Nikki.
All right. Here.
My old throat's getting a little dry right now.
All right.
And just put that in your heart. Put it in your heart. Somebody loves you.
I'm in love with my Savior, and he's in love with me.
Come on, put your hands up.
He is with me from day to day. What a friend is he.
Amen, brother.
He watches over
Amen,
me
brother.
While I
Sister.
Sleep.
Sister.
Hears me when
That's
I
it.
Pray.
Put your hands together.
I am happy as I can be, and I now can say.
Say what?
Somebody loves me, answers my prayer.
Oh, yeah.
Not
yet.
You'll have joy that you never had, and you then will say,
well, somebody loves me, answers my prayer. I love somebody, I know.
Got a blessing. We're going to get some of the staff now to come, and we want to make sure that all the mothers get one of these Mother's Day roses. Want to say Happy Mother's Day. I don't know how they want to give it to you, whether they want to hook it on your clothes or whether they want to hook it on your wheelchair. Or
on your wrist.
On your wrist. I don't know what they want to do. But we want to thank. Listen, we want to thank everybody that makes it possible for Nikki and I to give out gifts, pay for our gas, pay for our expenses. We thank the Lord for all those that give. So in closing today, we just want to say, I got another box here. All the mothers, and here.
Oh, I'm a mother too.
All the women. All the women, okay?
Thank you.
Because all women are mothers. You might be a mother to a niece or a nephew or to a neighbor child. So, yes.
All right. Listen, this will be our last visit until October. We're going to West Virginia next week for the summer. And y'all keep us in your prayers. We'll keep you in our prayers. Lord willing, we'll be back in October once again to celebrate the goodness of our God. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you is our prayer.
Let's end with, Lord, how great thou art.